We got Joseph Scott in the studio. Joseph's a part of No Culture.
Yes.
Is that right?
Correct.
Wait, you don't have any culture?
None at all, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
The band name, Tony.
Oh.
That's the band name. Tell us a little bit about No Culture. Did you start this? Are you a founding member?
Yeah, kind of. Started with more of a getting back together with some people I used to play with, and then just kind of evolved into what it is now. So yeah.
Who all? How many of you are there?
There are four people. So me, I am on bass. We have Cody Parson on guitar. Dave Scott now on vocals and rhythm guitar, and then Dalton Bright on drums.
Okay. Shout out to those guys.
And not all guys.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Wife's in the band.
Correct. So your wife is, what is her role?
Vocalist and second guitar.
Okay. Fantastic.
Shout out to those people.
Yeah.
My bad.
Tony, yeah. Did y'all get a chance to listen to any? I did. It's good. You've heard them, Jesse. You've been around a little bit, the scene. Do y'all play locally any?
We did one show when we finished our last tour, and we played it at the Moose Lodge in Coleman.
Really? How was that?
Really, really good.
Yeah.
We had over 100 people show up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Haslam One helped put it together.
Those guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had them a long time ago.
That's a fun group.
Yeah.
We need to get them back together. Yeah. They're really good about organizing a lot of that, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're definitely working for it. So.
Fantastic, man. Tell us kind of the sound. Would you call it just straight up shoegaze? Or is that not?
It's an influence for sure. But at this point, we're kind of drawn from so many different places. It's hard to pin down. So, you know.
Definitely some, heavier, but also sort of dreamy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Ethereal. Tony, what do you think of that?
Ethereal?
Yeah. You came totally unprepared today.
So. What? No.
I can't hide my disappointment, to be honest with you.
He didn't even know we were doing this.
He didn't know. Could have been a little bit my fault.
I have no comment. I can't.
So you guys went and guys and gal went to California recently?
So that was last April.
Okay, actually. A year ago.
Yes, a year ago.
So a year ago today, and what happened out there?
We went out to a studio called Rancho de la Luna, which is where Caius, Queens of the Stone Age, Equals of Death Metal, PJ Harvey, Iggy Pop did his last record there.
Some big names.
Yeah, kind of crazy place, but it's this guy, his name's Dave Catching. It's his house, essentially. And
is it pretty cool when you go in? I mean, is it comfortable, nice?
Crazy comfortable. Every corner is just stacked with instruments, and then he's the nicest person ever. So
does he do any of the producing or anything? Or
He's more, you'd say more on producing. He typically has an engineer. We actually brought ours. Jeremy from Clearwave up in Decatur, and he kind of set this up for us, and so he went out there with us as well. So it was, it's really cool. That particular place is very conducive to creativity.
Yeah, very cool. Mm. How long did y'all stay out there?
We was out there. We recorded there for 3 days, and then the trip was kind of a little closer to 2 weeks.
Wow, that sounds like a fun trip.
Yeah,
did y'all go in like a van or?
Oh yeah. We took a van. And we kind of made a vacation out of it too. So we went up to Vegas on the way back.
Yeah.
Just kind of messed around on the way out there too.
Nice. Is that where, that's not where y'all got married, is it?
No, I did propose at the Grand Canyon though.
Did you?
Hey, there you go.
At the Grand Canyon. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I only say that because, Jared, who's usually here with us, just got married in Vegas. He had the Elvis style wedding. It was pretty cool. So, okay, you proposed at the Grand Canyon. Was that was during that trip?
Yeah, it was on the way out.
All right. So y'all came back, got married,
mm-hmm.
went on tour?
It'd be our second tour. So this last one we booked ourselves and did everything, and it was intense. It was really good though.
Yeah. Where all did you go? Where's your favorite place?
Favorite place? That's hard to call. There were some good surprises out there. I know Pittsburgh was absolutely incredible. We played a record store out there, and it was a record store, coffee shop, bar, and I mean, yeah, all the bands were great. Everyone was nice. Like, everything about it was incredible. And
that's, again, like, you're in the van. Like, you know, when I mm-hmm. picture on tour.
Yep.
That kind of image.
Oh, yeah.
How is that with a wife?
It's real chill.
Y'all just make it work.
Yeah. No, it's cool. Well, and that was the thing, too. So, the van's pretty large. So, we brought, there's four band members. So, me and her together. So, the other two members also got to bring their significant others as well.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah, everybody kind of had somebody to hang out with the whole time. And
very
it was
good.
You know,
yeah, that makes a lot of fun.
It does.
All right, Jesse, what do you think about that? You've done some similar tours.
Oh, yeah.
I know you and Daniel went out on the road, right?
You went up to Ohio.
Been all over.
Ohio, Texas. It's all been, over.
Yeah.
Was it you?
Ours not been as relaxed as that.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. We would play a gig Friday night here in Alabama and then drive all night long and get to Ohio and play the gig and then finally crash out for like an hour and then come back.
Move
home.
On to the next.
Cause yeah, because
I mean, yeah.
Trying to run yeah. so fast. And
was it you that went all the way to North Dakota?
Mm-mm.
Who's been to North Dakota?
No.
Tony's making it up.
No, I know somebody. I know, I just.
Oh, you know?
Just, yeah. I know who it is.
Know a guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Know a guy.
I've
heard of
it. It's my cousin. They drove up all the way to North Dakota or South Dakota, one of the two.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, so I'm you playing. Do all this touring, you come home, what's it like being back home, having an album out, finishing a tour?
It's really cool, but then the getting back to work is definitely a shock, too.
Kind of back to the grind?
Yeah, because, well, as soon as you get back, it's like, kind of like it never happened, you know?
I saw one of my favorite bands in Birmingham a couple years ago. They're small. They're kind of not big at all anymore, but I bump into them and talk to their guitarist a little bit. And he's like, yeah, after this, I'll head back. And he worked at the Ford plant in Michigan. So, you know, you think sometimes these guys are just living the dream.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe it is temporarily, but then it's kind of right back.
Yeah.
Back into it. So,
yeah, I still got to eat.
Still got to eat, pay your bills.
No, what Eminem said?
What?
Flashback to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh,
okay. Oh man. We got 8 Mile over here going strong. Okay, sounds cool. I got to listen to some of it. It's good. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if y'all are, Cole, it doesn't seem like, take this however you want, but I don't see like it being huge in Coleman necessarily.
Why are you so negative?
I'm not negative. God. I'm just saying, like, I bet he gets a bigger response in these other places they go to.
Yeah. Alabama is not very receptive to alternative music unless it's hardcore. So
okay.
Yeah.
So you consider yourself alternative?
For sure. Music. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just didn't know. I just didn't assume, like,
You know what assume means, right? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can subgenre anything to death, but
yeah,
especially like I don't know, it's weird. Like Birmingham, especially, it's just like hardcore goes like really well there, and then everywhere else is cover bands, and so we have a weird music culture here. But then everywhere else we go, man, everyone's super receptive, nice, big crowds, like it's great. Mm. So.
Jesse, do you feel that way too? Like you do better away, or what do you think?
It's kind of hit or miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go either way.
I mean, our genres are so separate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's a bigger scene in Huntsville for y'all, a little bit. And then in Birmingham, it's definitely a lot more, predominant. But as for what we do, I mean, you can kind of do, I'll say it this way because this makes better sense. This is a cover town. So, like, if you want to play cover music, you're golden. But my original stuff, I mean, that's why I've gone to Ohio. That's why I've gone to Panama cities and Georgia's and Mississippi's and we're all
that's
over.
That's probably pretty normal,
so,
right?
So, like,
I guess people here want to hear songs
are places.
Play Neon Moon,
there are, places over there that do cover stuff,
Yeah.
Not saying that they don't, but for the most part, like, your original stuff, for some reason, just seems to do better outside on the road.
Well, and it used to not be like that. I mean, 10-15 years ago, there was a really live original music scene in Coleman. I mean, when I was getting out of high school, you could go any weekend and find two or three shows happening.
Yeah, we used to all play at the JC Arena in Hantsville. Like, and that was the thing, too, is it wasn't, you weren't doing cover stuff. You were doing original.
And people were cool with it. Yeah. They liked it.
Big
they,
crowds. Yeah. Like, it was, not always, but, you know, it was interesting. I mean,
the worst night was maybe 20 people.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the best night, it might be like 150, 200 people at a show.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, we could all get together, agree to pay the fee for the JC Arena.
Yeah.
And then, they charged like $5 at the door.
Yeah.
Something stupid to
just
cover.
Just to get in. Pay
all of us paying to play. You know what I mean? It's not like we even really made money.
Mm. Yeah. When you're doing originals, it's... You know you're not going to make money. Yeah. It's not the point, you know.
Yeah.
But and people would buy your merch,
mm-hmm.
you know, your CDs, your albums, you know. But kind of nowadays, too, that's even trickled off a lot. I mean, merch mm-hmm. is still good. But, like, CDs and stuff, like, around here don't really sell.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go out and play other states and stuff, they're like, hey, man, you got any CDs?
Really?
Yeah.
So selling the hard copy CD?
Yeah.
I mean, I will say what's done surprisingly well with us is cassettes.
Get out of here.
Like,
whoa. Cassettes?
Yep.
And lighters, right?
Yeah, lighters. Yeah, we got lighters. Yeah, cassettes do extremely well for whatever reason. I guess it's the novelty of having...
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, I mean, everybody's getting records again, so I figured...
Mm-hmm. We got those coming, too.
Yeah, and then they're expensive.
I don't know. I think the cassette thing's pretty cool, but I just don't. I'd have to find something to play it on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, I remember back in the day too. We used to like have jump drives or USBs
mm-hmm.
Of your music. You just pass out USBs, a jump drive.
Yeah,
that's pretty neat.
They make record players now. That's a CD player, a tape player, and a
Bluetooth. All of it.
All
the whole
of
thing.
All of it. One thing. Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah.
I might have to try that. Okay, so. What about streaming stuff? Do you see anything from that? Is that helpful? Like Spotify?
I mean, it's the best way to gauge how your stuff's doing. I mean, yeah, the listens are right there. Unless you're paying for bots. Some folks do that, and it's, you know, you get caught.
Just, you're going to bump your numbers up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's, you can get deplatformed, so there's no reason to do it, you know. But, as far as being able to gauge how you're doing, I mean, the revenue is going to be, unless they actually buy your song on Apple or something, like, you're not really making anything.
No.
But, I mean, at least, like our first single we did off of this record, Shithouse Rat, it's up to, like, 32,000 streams. And, like,
nice.
That's a cool way to, like, people are listening to this. That's neat.
Yeah.
But
very cool.
Which streaming platform's better?
Honestly, Spotify for... That's just where everyone is. I'm not a big... I'm not a Spotify user. Like, I'm not a big fan. But that's where everyone's at. So, yeah,
especially
you know.
With their new deal that they went through.
What's
with
that, Jesse?
Spotify kind of trying to screw us up.
I mean, yeah.
Out of a lot. Like,
you talking about money or what?
Oh yeah,
streams,
no,
money.
No money.
Yeah.
Were you ever making anything off of it though? I mean, that's a hard. That,
I mean,
it was pennies, right?
Stream really does count though. I mean, you know, because you're making a little bit of money here and there. But they've turned it to where like, unless you're having like substantial numbers, you're kind of getting pushed out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
You have to constantly push and try to stay relevant, but those numbers help venues. So, if you look really good on Spotify...
The venues say, oh, we want you to come and play.
Yes, you get a better chance of playing somewhere nicer, or they'll want to mess with you, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the suckiest part of this whole job now is how we have to almost be social media influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not... Like, that wasn't part of the deal, was it?
No. You don't even have to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to.
You can suck
you do that.
And just be really phenomenal at being
an influencer,
social media guru, and you're gonna kill it.
I don't. It's kind of always been that way, right? Though, I mean, you didn't know it. And in other words, the most talented didn't always win, right?
But it's worse now.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's now every single person has access to it. Where you know, it could be a not great band with, you know, this charismatic, and but now it's just anyone with a phone.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and everyone has one.
That's pretty cool. I think it's fun to hear all the different, I mean, you can go on Spotify and hear pretty much anything you want, mm-hmm. right? Do you ever feel like it's overload? Like, do you feel like there's just so much?
It can be. I think it's more of an approach, I guess. But also, I feel like trends happen so quickly now that as soon as something cool happens, it gets oversaturated within a year.
It's just everybody's jumped on it.
Look at the Stanley Cup. Why the crickets?
No, we're waiting.
What?
Look at the Stanley Cup. It was a trend. It was something trendy, and then it got saturated with everything else.
Well, Stanley's been around for like forever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I remember my dad using a thermos, you know.
I thought you were talking about hockey.
Oh.
For a minute.
The Stanley Cup. Just,
God. I see talking now. Talking about the cup. I had no idea what you're talking about.
I was waiting to hear the rest of the thought.
I was too.
This guy.
I wasn't following that one, Tony. The cup.
The thermoses and stuff.
The thermoses.
But even
the
now
tumblers.
To this, like, even to this day, my dad uses
what?
A thermos. Yeah.
What is this? They're still... Okay, I get... So you're saying there's a lot of cups out there.
Yeah.
But there were cups before the Stanley.
Yeah, exactly. It was the Yeti, and then it became the Stanley. Then now, who knows?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, too, Stanley's been around for...
Years.
Thousands of years.
Yeah, thousands. Since the 40s.
Of years.
Like, I know, I mean, I would like to look that up, because I know my dad's had, like, quite a few of the Stanley thermoses, and he's had them since before I was born.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that whole big, tall, green coffee thermos. You know what I'm talking
about,
right?
I know. I know what you're talking about.
Those were Stanleys.
The big green.
Yeah.
I just keep thinking about Tony saying, think of the Stanley Cup. Yeah, you're right.
Hockey was going great.
I was going to say, I was like, wait, did it get big? Are we on a hockey trend right now? I don't know anything about hockey, but all right, Joseph, very cool, man. We're all going to go, everybody that's listening is going to go listen now to No Culture.
No Culture.
Are y'all going to play anywhere soon? Any gigs coming up?
Not for a minute. I think our next gig is in June in Atlanta, so it'll be a minute before we're back around here.
In Atlanta, huh? Okay. Where's the nearest place y'all usually play?
Typically around Birmingham. There's four or five places we play down there a good bit.
You have a favorite?
It changes, honestly, because the venues change so frequently. Yeah. We just played at Workplay last week.
How was that?
Workplay is great. Like, that's a really nice venue, huge stage, really nice people that work there. Like,
okay,
yeah,
man, that would have been nice to see. When? What? Last Friday? Or what was it?
It was like Wednesday.
So. Last Wednesday?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have gone.
No,
because you go to bed at 7 o'clock.
See, that's the other crazy thing is like they can book like a Wednesday show like that.
Yeah.
And then like everything that we're booking is like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I mean, those are the best days.
They are the best days, but like you can just...
You're saying you'd like your weekends back a little bit, Jesse. Is that what you're saying?
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
You'd like to have a weekend off, maybe.
Yeah, every now and then. I've tried to start taking like a weekend here and there off.
Okay,
like,
there you go.
To just back out. And not because I'm tired of it or anything, but it's like you live...
You don't want to burn out.
Through the whole week. Like, I mean, we work over at the guitar store. Mm-hmm. You know, he's kind of like a private contractor that works on instruments and stuff. So,
oh, really? So you also do some, what, tech stuff? Like guitar tech? Kind of? Yeah.
That's all I really do. I'm a guitar tech. So.
Okay.
He's even played bass for us some.
Really?
Yeah, and his drummer, Dalton, they've played with us before, like, collabed and done shows and stuff.
Hey. So you work on guitar, like electric, you can do the electrical stuff too?
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing?
All the wiring and preamps and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, very cool. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to know that. I'll have to hit you up. I probably have some work I need you to do.
Yeah.
What? What is that face? Remember the Michael, Stanley Cup.
Michael, you will probably bring the guitar up there, say this is the problem I'm having,
yeah,
and then never touch that guitar ever again.
And
then
you're not,
one day,
you're not too far
one
wrong.
Random day, you're going to bring it here, and you're going to be like, you know what?
That's right. That's it.
You're not going to have it plugged in on anything. You're just going to be.
Yeah, but it would be nice to have it fixed.
And then you won't see it out for another 2 years.
Yeah, Tony's not wrong. There comes a time, you know. But I'm just glad to see you guys out still doing it, having fun. This is just the beginning, is what it sounds like.
Hopefully. And it kind of seems like y'all scene's getting a little more around here.
Yeah, yeah. You know I mean? Think so.
Not even their scene, mm-hmm. just like kind of alt, because you got like, what is it, Dylan and them with Eva Labonte.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of this, like Taking Back Sunday, kind of like
pop punky kind of
pop punk, yeah. And then, well, we still got Haslin One. Mm.
Those guys, man.
How many bands do we have located in Coleman?
Oh, you don't quite even a few, actually. Know.
Oh my God,
Jesse and I used to do a show where we'd bring in bands every week, and we didn't really run out. No. I mean, we did it.
We called it Backroad Sessions.
That's what your show needs. That giant music festival that we finally decided to put on.
And see, that would be kind of cool.
That's what it would be called.
Yeah. If we still had the Civic Center, I would be all for putting together some kind of big fest and Jesse making it fest. A mashup. Yeah, Jesse Fest. Jesse making a mashup of mm-hmm. of No Culture and Eva Labonte and us and... Mm.
I mean, Hexus, those guys are all from Coleman.
I mean, and then
I never heard, who are those guys?
They've all been around quite a while.
Is that metal?
Yeah, they're more, they call it bulldozer emo, but it's
pretty cool.
Very
bulldozer emo.
They're going to hate me for saying this, but I mean, it's very kind of doomish, post-metal-ish, but not quite. It's loud. Okay. It's really loud.
Joseph, what's life like in Coleman for you?
For me, currently?
Yeah, what do you do? Like, you work, you hang out. What do you like to do for fun?
For fun?
Leave Coleman.
I go out of town, yeah.
Everybody
says
that.
Where do you go?
I usually go to Huntsville and hang out, like, which, I mean, I'm a really kind of boring person. Like, I go home and hang out at home, or I go to, like, when I go out of town, I like to go to music stores because I just like to see what other places have.
So. Yeah. So what do you mean, like guitar shops, music stores with instruments, that mm-hmm. kind of thing?
Yeah. Because, I mean, usually, like, that's what's cool about, like, going on tour. Like, you go to these crazy towns and you get to go to, like, see some old music store that has some, like, ancient stuff in there. You know, it's cool.
Okay.
And it's not the cliche guitar center.
Like, yeah, the same four fenders on the wall. Yeah. And, like, you know.
Copy something and different. Paste. This is like.
Can you still play, what is it, Howard Heaven?
No Highway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven. That's going to be a good mix up.
Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stairway to Hell and Highway to Heaven.
I want to hear that mashup.
Yeah.
I could make that happen.
Yeah. Okay. So date night, you and the wife, what do y'all do? Huntsville?
Ooh, date night. Depends. Huntsville, typically, Chez Fanfan in Birmingham is. Fantastic.
You want to go in fancy.
What is that?
It's a French joint, and they have like the best steak ever. Like
that's Tony, have you been?
That's debatable. Best steak ever. That's the best.
Oh yeah.
I mean, not.
Tony says Golden Corral has the best steak.
Oh, leave me alone. What's wrong with you?
I'm a poor man living in Coleman. I like Golden Corral steaks. They got good steaks.
I'm gonna have to try this now. Because
they all you can eat.
Because exactly. I spend $20. I can eat three steaks.
No, have you ever been to Texas Day Brazil?
No, I ain't never going there because I know it ain't true Brazilian food.
Oh, no, that ain't even it. It's like
not the point.
$60 a pop, but it's all you can eat meat.
Yeah, I know. I could go to Atlanta and find something cheaper and be better.
You wouldn't. By the time you drove there, you're not coming out cheaper.
I know A-Town, Michael.
By the time you drive there,
listen,
and stay in a hotel, how are you coming out cheaper? There's no way.
Because I'm enjoying not only just...
He just backtracked.
Hold on.
It's not the money, it's the enjoyment.
Listen, I'm not just enjoying that Brazilian food. I'm enjoying all the other Brazilian cuisine restaurants all around the area.
Yeah.
All at once?
All at once.
I'm making a day out of it or a weekend out of it.
Yeah, well, that's hard to compete then with one restaurant.
Yeah. And then go back to Golden Corral.
That's
and have that those three $20 a meal steaks.
Remember the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Always remember that.
Never forget.
It's better than the Piston Cup.
It is better.
You did what in your cup?
All right, Joseph, tell me something else. I'm just curious about, so you tour around, you come back to Coleman, you say you're a boring guy. What does that mean? You're at home reading or what? That's not boring.
Play video games.
Play video games. That's a,
what do you play?
Currently, I've been on like Mountain Blade 2.
What is that?
It's nerdy as hell. Like, you know, you're
like a console game or PC?
PC. Everything's on PC.
Oh,
yeah.
PC gamer over
Mountain here. Blade 2? Is it like a side scroller or what?
No, no. It's third person like medieval game, but you like,
yeah, very cool.
Yeah, you like, but you hire like an army, so like you're on the field with them too,
so kind of real-time strategy.
Yeah, but then you're like,
you're out there doing it.
Yeah, so you're commanding and fighting and stuff, and it's no, it's addictive.
Jesse, you're intrigued, aren't you?
Oh yeah, no, no, we talk about one, me and him used to sit, we'll sit at the store and talk about games.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah,
is this the one where you can go back in time?
I think that's like Assassin's Creed.
No.
That
was, yes.
That Time Splitters 2 from PlayStation 2.
No, there's a PC game that's about to come out where you can basically go into like medieval times, but you can bring one technology from the future.
I saw a video of that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Okay. It's definitely not that since it's not out yet.
Yeah, it couldn't be that. I wouldn't think.
Oh, could
since
be that.
It's not
shut
out
up,
yet.
Michael. God.
There's also a Bible game coming out.
Bible
we
game?
We used to have one for the Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that. Yeah. Well, is it like Noah's Ark?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Stuff?
You'd have
yeah.
to pick up the animals. It was so frustrating.
The ark, yeah.
You really felt sorry for Noah. It's like, man, this no, guy went yeah. through a lot.
What's
a,
wait, they're making a Bible game?
Yeah. And it's supposed to be based in the future as well, but they build a time machine or something.
So you go back in time,
and it takes
Jesus
you back.
Time.
Yeah, and you do stories like somehow.
That sounds
so
real.
This is so
exciting.
You have so to check it Assassin's out. Creed.
Almost. No,
yeah,
definitely.
It's Assassin's Creed.
It's almost
Assassin's
exactly
Creed,
like
Jerusalem.
Assassin's Creed. I can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fortnite.
No.
Fortnite. No.
Oh my God. No.
Minecraft.
You do.
Yeah.
You're the only one who plays Minecraft.
Yeah,
Minecraft. Do you still play Fortnite, Minecraft. Michael?
I haven't played in a long time.
See?
I was never any good at it.
I do not understand the concept
somebody
of
said,
building
Somebody
shelters.
Said that to me. They said, the reason why us older people do not like Fortnite is because we're not good at it. So we're not going to play.
That's exactly why.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's a skill problem. Yeah.
I'm like, don't want to play a game that I'm terrible at.
That's not even it for me. I'm good at it.
Okay.
Must like be nice.
I just don't. Yeah. I don't like it. Like, you know, if I'm going to play something like that, like a shoot 'em up or whatever they call it.
So
like
I was
Call
talking
of Duty
to,
or, what is that? Rainbow Six Siege or something.
Yeah, those are totally different though.
Yeah.
I like shooters, but I don't like battle royale. Games.
Yeah, I think that's what it is for
finally,
me. Because what was that other one?
Some games are you play a lot, like, and I ask myself, am I having fun? I don't know if you play World of Warcraft, but sometimes that way I get on and I'm like, man, is this even fun?
Have you been having fun since you've been playing it recently?
I tried it for the first time about 15 years just to see what's different.
Nothing's changed.
We need to have a D&D night up here.
Yeah, we could do that.
That'd be pretty dope.
We need to do
that'd be fun.
Huh, about somebody. I've been trying to find a D&D group for
have
a
you?
While. Yes.
You've been looking?
Because I finally know how to play
what
the
you know
rules.
About, what you know about
I know D&D. How to play. I know the rules to the game.
I collect dice.
But I don't know how to play the game.
I got metal dice.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you really collect dice?
Oh, yeah. No, I got like metal dice. Uh-huh. Like,
you got like two of them.
You know, that's my wife, Jess. Like, I got this package in the mail the other day, and she's like, what is in there? It is an entire box of assorted dice. Like there's D20s, and there's metal ones.
Do you use them in your personal life? Like where should we go to eat? You know, and roll.
No, but I need
Salmon.
To.
My putting
Salmon.
Pants on today.
Snake eyes.
That would make everything way
should
better.
Should I go to this show?
Yes. What song do I play tonight?
Yeah. I kind of like that.
We're going to get a Carvana sponsor. They just drove by.
Did they? Nice. Wow. Get a Carvana.
Twice.
Joseph, what do you do any streaming? Do y'all stream?
No.
Don't stream? No. What about books? You read anything?
Well, hold on. He means like streaming TV shows, right? Not streaming video games.
Either way.
Oh, like shows?
Either way, both.
Okay,
yeah.
No, shows, yeah. Like we just finished Frasier.
it's a classic.
Yeah, it's a rewatch, but it's
very
it's
relaxing.
Yeah, it's great.
Isn't it?
and like I don't know, like Sopranos and stuff like that.
Yeah,
we started the Orville yesterday. So
Orville's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have to check that out.
It's basically, it's kind of making fun of Star Trek, but at the same time,
it's Seth MacFarlane, so I mean,
yeah, it's good.
Okay, we'll have to look at that.
I just finished One Piece.
Did you really?
The live action?
Can you do that?
The live, it has to be the live action.
Is it still going?
No, both of them.
You finished the
anime. I've been watching
anime.
One Piece for a long time.
Is it done? So I thought it was still going.
No, it's not done. They just dropped the new season.
So you've caught up, basically. So you haven't finished. You've caught up.
I've caught up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot.
I really didn't mind the live action one.
Yeah.
A lot of
it's not
didn't.
Like the greatest thing in the world, but it. When you've got something that's got 26 seasons, I think now.
Oh my God.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot of seasons.
That's a lot. We've been watching Dr. Stone at my house. I don't know if y'all know it. It's pretty good. It's neat. You'll have to check it out.
I'm rewatching ReZero.
ReZero,
yeah.
Is it good? Do you like it?
Yeah.
Is it another space one?
No, it's a... So, essentially, dude gets transported to another world. He has the power to, restart. So, he calls it his save point.
Oh, so he can go back at any point.
Well, the way he has to go back is he has to die.
Ooh.
And there's a part in the story, I'm trying to rewatch it because the show came out before the Rona.
Oh, the panty.
I'm over here. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah. Right. Tony's talking about
I'm trying
panties?
To find the right word so we don't get the show came out before the
macaroni.
Before the macaroni.
Yes.
And then they basically pause because the whole world stopped. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, it'll be like 4 or 5 years.
So did they come back?
It finally came back. I'm having to rewatch so I can figure out what's going on. But at one point I remember in the show, he's trying to get to a certain part where he can restart because everything's going wrong for him. And he just goes back just a few seconds earlier. And he hates it.
Yeah.
And so he's just he starts going crazy. But then in the end, he's saves the day. It's pretty good.
Have y'all seen Solo Leveling?
Mm-mm. No. Everybody said that's good.
It's pretty good.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, check it out. It's kind of neat. I don't like to. Tony's more of a spoiler kind of guy. I like to keep it. You know, I just say, hey, check it out if you like it. But that's what makes it fun sometimes.
Well, that's
this is what I deal with on a daily basis.
What about Avatar?
The Last Airbender?
Yeah. Did y'all watch the live action of that?
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
It's not bad.
I enjoyed it.
Did you like the show at all?
How dare you?
I skipped it.
The cartoon and
you're not into the anime cartoon stuff or
when it came out. I don't know. I was into other stuff.
The cartoon. So
Yeah. I was watching I don't know what that was when Toonami was a thing. So I was watching Gundam and so it just looked more kiddie, so I didn't watch it.
Gundam Seed or
It was Wing at the time because it was 99.
Gundam Wing, that's way
and
back.
And then DBZ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a VHS from when I was five of it was the first three episodes of that. Crazy.
Man. Yeah. I miss some of those good things when there was just one channel to watch. You know what I mean? It's not like you could go,
But
Toonami, man, that
Hulu.
Yeah.
Toonami, you just brought unlocked core memory.
Oh yeah,
Samurai Jack.
Yeah,
that little robot guy that would lazily
walk in there.
The
voice of
and
Optimus
scratch.
Prime.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Is it the voice of Optimus Prime? No. He's a very big voice actor.
Steve Bloom, I think.
Yeah.
I want to say plays
a robot in Toonami. Yeah.
I just realized who Pennywise was the other day.
Which one?
Tim Curry.
The original, yeah.
Yeah.
Tim Curry.
It blew my mind. I was why did I not think that? It looks just like him now.
Yeah,
when I see it.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still the best it.
I don't know. A lot of people say this last one was pretty good.
My thing is, I've always been a film buff because my buddy, his grandma owned a movie store. So when we were kids,
we know which buddy
we grew up watching tons of movies.
Because you could just go by and
because we could just walk in, and there was things from, old films, black and white, and that's what we did. We watched the old Draculas and because he worked there and we would all go hang out with him. And like, you know, we're like 14, 15.
Put on a movie.
Put on a movie and people come in to rent a movie and we would pause it, check them out, and then go back to watching our movie.
Joseph, who's writing your songs?
All of us collectively.
Everybody? Is it a jam session or somebody come in with a blueprint?
So it depends. It's kind of varies. Usually a lot of times it'll start with me and Cody kind of bouncing ideas off each other and then everyone kind of falls in. But then like they might present like a riff or something or, you know, whatever anybody brings to the table, we'll just work on it. Or sometimes we'll just all start playing and see what happens.
You know? And your latest album just came out when?
Friday. This past
This Friday.
Yeah. Wow. Last Friday.
Good Friday. Last,
yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Blue Behind Heaven.
Blue Behind Heaven. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Where all can we find this? Spotify, Apple.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple. It's on Bandcamp as well. Bandcamp.
Is that where you would prefer people to go?
Most definitely.
Go to Bandcamp.
Yeah. I've been to Bandcamp.
Yeah, whatever your preferred streaming service is, it's on there.
Yeah. Do you guys... I don't know. I guess, do y'all do private shows?
We haven't been booked for any. I mean, and I'm definitely not opposed to it. Like
the money's right.
Yeah. I mean, sure, whatever. You know, if it's, I don't know. We just kind of decide whatever is the healthiest thing for the band to do.
Is there like a leader in the band?
Not really. We all kind of share responsibilities and things. Okay. So
very cool. I guess it gets tough sometimes, especially in that tour van, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody, no big fights. Nobody's been thrown out onto the highway or anything, left at the last stop.
We're all pretty like non-confrontational. So like if anyone gets frustrated, we just, you know, kind of chill for a minute and it's good and everybody's cool. Like
that's good. Yeah. I can imagine. I mean, you know, at some point.
I've been in volatile bands before, you know.
Yeah.
You get people that
get intense.
Kicking doors and stuff. And it's like, okay, this isn't cool.
They all got a God complex. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. So luckily we managed to avoid that, you know.
Very cool. All right. Guys, we've been here with Joseph. Tell us your band name again.
No Culture.
No Culture. Joseph Scott, right?
Correct.
Is that right? Well, and
works
ahead,
at Dunder Mifflin.
What? Works at Dunder Mifflin?
Remember the Stanley Cup.
Remember
the Stanley Cup.
Is it only me? Nobody else?
Yeah, Michael Scott. Yeah, I was there. I was there for it.
Dunder Mifflin.
I love that.
I was just letting you go, man.
Yeah, really?
Just letting it go.
Yeah.
You the general manager at the branch?
What? What's just Tony? You just
I'm continuing.
Like, we were trying to close.
You were way too late. So late
okay.
on that.
Let's go, Michael. Send us off.
Let's get this.
Don't forget the Stanley Cup, guys.
All right, you've been watching Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Antonio Cipollari.
Joseph Scott.
Jesse Priest.
Thanks for watching. Check us next time. We'll have to have you guys on, maybe do a music show or something. Y'all do acoustic sets?
I don't think it would work.
It wouldn't work. I got a different vibe.
Yeah, we're loud.
All right, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for watching. See y'all next time.
Stay groovy.